You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Setting aside the fact that Taylor Swift's the worst thing to ever happen to the National Football League because now people are watching it who shouldn't be.
In your home?
With strong opinions? No clue what the hell they're watching.
Why don't you enlighten Royce and I? What's a conversation that takes place?
Well, first of all, it's being watched in two different rooms.
Yes.
So from upstairs, I'll hear... Yay, or, that's not a penalty.
We're rooting for the Chiefs.
Oh, we got to root for the Chiefs because yes. Taylor was in the house.
Yes, she was in the house.
And
Are questions being asked?
Oh, yeah, and they're so, it's just, I can't take it. But in addition to that, was the most poorly officiated game I've ever seen.
It was, I was coming and going. I didn't watch all of it, but the reports I've heard, that guy who generally drops half of his passes got mugged, right? He got assaulted, and we didn't call that penalty.
Well, how about
And then you, at the end, Travis gets pushed, and they don't call anything.
Well, how about you call Green Bay, though, for an attack on Mahomes? They said after the play was over, it wasn't over. Mm-hmm. It was during the play.
Yes. Yeah, they were not good. They probably won't be on.
You know, Grant was onto this a long time ago. God, yes. It was always one of his crusades to have professional officials.
They just don't make enough money in that league to have full-time
officials. And it's becoming comical. I mean, you had the ponytailed woman out there last night. You got to have the female referee.
Did she involve herself?
I don't know what the hell she was doing.
Generally speaking, I don't want to be too sexist about this. But they don't call a lot of penalties. But they
based on intimidation or what is it?
I don't know. I think they're maybe they show more restraint than their male counterparts.
But here's the problem. Here's a game like baseball, which is pastoral and beautiful and charming, and they're going out of their way to introduce technology and revise the rules and make. And then football still has these insurance agents and school teachers out there trying to referee the game. Why don't they do something about it?
I have been on a campaign for a long time, but this year particularly, that as much complaining as we do about basketball officiating, and they have a call to make every time.
Well, I don't even count that. Because that game's impossible to officiate.
There is no sporting element in our country, and the most popular one of all, the NFL, that is more influenced by referee's whim than this one. Because some nights you can turn it on and Sean Hockley is there and you get 25 penalties. Mm-hmm. And other nights you get some incompetent buffoons who call 8 penalties and have no idea. And here's the big problem. You have, on every play, you have at least 6 guys running into 6 other guys, right?
And you have at least 4 holdings.
Yes. So that becomes a completely subjective call. There's no definition of what is holding and what is
I would allow holding.
Well, they do a lot more than they used to.
Well, don't penalize it.
Well,
the hell with
them. I don't think. Then it would be 95-88 if you didn't have holdings.
Did you guys watch any of the Thursday night thriller between Dallas and Seattle?
I guess it was a hell of a game.
It was a great game.
I did not.
However, there were nearly 300 yards in penalties called, and I'm not exaggerating.
Really? Seattle had a bunch, right?
They both did, but it was almost every single play.
Which crew had it?
I'm trying to find it right now. It wasn't Hockey League, but I'm trying to find the crew that had it.
Yeah.
But even my sixth grader said, why do they keep throwing the flag so much?
What are they trying to accomplish they do this? They call these guys in and say, you know, always err in the side of not throwing the flag. Now, when a guy gets killed, like whatever his name is, Dropsy, the guy, Valdez Dropsy, and then you got to call it. I mean, how do you miss that? So, I don't know. It's the most.
Here we go. I got it, Patrick. Cleet Blakeman.
Oh yeah,
their crew called 25 penalties in the game Thursday night between Dallas and Seattle.
Cleet's done the Super Bowl. We like him because he's very officious.
Seattle alone got 10 penalties for 135 yards.
Yeah.
That was just Seattle.
Well, this can't continue.
Oh. Doesn't. We keep watching and numbers that are unbelievable. So, it's,
all sorts of new fans are watching now.
That's the worst thing that ever happened.
Does controversy just play into the watchability? Is that, do people just...
I guess.
You know, the thing about it, too, is this 40 seconds between plays is a bunch of crap. We don't need nine guys sending down messages, call a play, let's go, okay. 25 seconds. Well,
and I've schooled you on this. What, who's at fault for that? There's too many coaches.
Yes, that's true.
There is too many coaches.
Bud, that was one of my favorites. As Bud and I had many more conversations the last decade than we ever had before. And everyone started with, as much as he hated the referees through his whole life, the number of coaches drove him insane.
It's insane.
He had five, and one of them was in charge of getting bargains on refrigerators.
Right.
You know, Bus was basically in charge of making sure nobody ever paid retail for anything.
Bus was the guy who took the rolls off the plane.
Yes, right.
His pockets were full of rolls.
He brought to the dog, right?
Bud brought the stuff.
Bud brought the sandwiches to the dogs. Yeah. Buzz took them home to Mrs. Buzz for dinner.
But there's too many coaches and it's screwing up the game because they all have different ideas.
Yeah, it takes 40 seconds to get a play in. What a joke. Mm-hmm. Canada.
And we keep watching.
Canada. The referee runs and gets the ball and puts it down. Then you got 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got, that's plenty. You don't, and plant Canada also, I like this, three downs, third down, third and six, you better make a play, otherwise you're punting.
Did you see the Eagles 49ers game where we had both a player and the security guard for Philly ejected for fighting on the
field? I saw that. That was a good game.
That was a big security guard. I wouldn't have been messing with that.
Apparently he's well known in Philadelphia.
Oh, he is now going to be a hero.
Yes.
Vinny, hey, how are you?
But how did they choose to eject them?
The 49er player probably deserved it because he threw a punch.
He did not throw a punch.
I disagree.
Well, I saw it. I know what a punch is.
He pushed at the fat guy.
He did not have a closed fist.
Mm-hmm.
He flicked the fat guy's cheek.
Yeah, well, the guy started it. The guy's over there confronting him.
Exactly. What business is it of him to interfere in that game?
Yes, it's stupid.
I don't think the guy should have been ejected.
I don't either.
He's in charge of security.
And if he was going to be ejected, I bet he regrets that he didn't take a shot at that big tub of lard.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yes, that's right. But the Eagles have been living on borrowed time for about a month. I saw this. I said last week, they're going to pay for the good fortune they've had, just like the Vikings did. But they aren't that good.
Who's the guy?
Oh, they kicked the hell out of
them. Who's the 49ers runner? Help me.
Dabble.
Debo Samuel.
Or
Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey. Now he can play.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's a player.
Whenever he plays, he scores at least touch one.
He can run.
Yep.
Yeah, but Dabble. We got to play them here without Dabo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what is nice when you throw a guy a 10-yard pass and he goes 70 yards for a touchdown?
That helps your quarterback rating.
That really does. Brock Purdy throws it in here. Hey, Dabo.
Whatever Brock Purdy's going to make, you know, the $200 yeah. million, he owes about half of that to Dabo.
Nah, I tell Brock, I say, Brock, the only reason you're any good is because you got McCaffrey and you got Samuel.
Here's
and
$10 million.
Hell
bucks.
Of an offensive line. I'm giving you a 3-year deal for $30 million total. Yeah. If you don't like it, we'll find another guy right. who's just as good as you. So.
Dabo, I can't argue that point.
Dabo is something. But it is absurd of the influence that officials have on NFL games. I don't know what you can do about it. I don't just tell them that not to throw flags unless they're
But they have such a brilliant marketing strategy going right now, the NFL I'm talking, because of their deal with specifically Nickelodeon. I know you guys aren't visible to this, but I am, because they're attracting my kids, right? They're getting them hooked on the league. We're now...
What do they show on
Nickelodeon? So they have a highlight package catered specifically for my third grader.
Really?
And we record it every week, and he's asking me questions about every player. It's brilliant marketing.
What do they do it comically or what?
No. Well, I mean, a little bit. It's catered for kids, but they know all the players.
I got a kid who's got me hooked on the Red Zone television
channel.
That's
another great
That's all you need.
Scheme. Yep.
Yeah, except you know what I don't like? Uh-oh. Now we're going to go to two screens. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to four screens.
Do I get to add this to the list?
Hey, you jackasses. I want one screen.
Right.
They aren't what they used to be.
That's right.
Okay.
I get confused.
Yes. Well, not only do I get confused, but you show me a little corner up here. I don't know what the hell is happening.
I need to ask, because I'm the official score of things Royce doesn't like. Is it you don't like Red Zone or the split screen?
I love Red Zone. I don't like split screens.
Okay. I don't
split
like
screens.
And I can hear that guy's erection when he goes to four screens.
Go back to one.
Yes, you can show us the other one in 5 seconds later. Whatever his jeans are bulging. He's so damn happy that he gets to go to four screens. For God's sakes, shut up. Show me one screen.
Oh my God.
Do you keep Florida State out of the Final Four?
Oh man, that's a tough decision. Alabama is better than Florida State and will probably win it, but no.
Next year this won't happen.
No, they have 12 teams next year.
Yeah.
And by the way, the good thing is next year we'll have 12 teams, but we're still probably going to have 39 bowl games.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll have 78. So now we'll have 90 out of 133 teams advance. We're going to have a whole lot of teams with 5-7 records who have that phony grade point average, right?
Yep.
Half the field.
What'd the Gophers land? The quick lane?
Quick lane.
Is that in Detroit?
Yes.
Yahoo has done it. Yahoo did an assessment today, yahoo.com, of the 41 bowl games. We ranked 41st.
And it's the day after Christmas, correct?
Yes.
Which means that team has to spend Christmas in Detroit.
Steve Urban, though, you know, from Creative Charters out here, he's running an eight-seat passenger prop to go there for the crowd that they want.
I'll make the road trip again this year.
You've been there.
I am an
Which
alum.
Which one did you see?
I saw the one.
The Tracy Clay's
The
one?
Tracy Clay's one after
when
we fired
we were
the
5-7 that year, too.
No, they were good that year, weren't they?
No.
Or was Clay's good year the year after that?
The trouble with that is you got to go through Chicago to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Why?
You got to go around the lake.
You can't go across the water.
I'm not going up through the UP.
I was thinking about taking a jet airplane.
Oh, hell no. That's not how I travel. Not to the quick lane bowl.
He's driving.
Not to the quick lane bowl.
Why did they build a bridge just right over the middle of that thing?
That would be a long one. They got
bridge.
A ferry that runs from Manitowoc.
Yes, I know.
But she was down this year. She was in dry dock, and a lot of people touristy plans canceled. I suppose the boat needed some work.
Oh, really?
You know.
Okay. Yeah, if the boat, you know, because we've had We've had stuff that sunk previously.
That's
there.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is going to be their third quick lane bowl.
Yes, it is.
But are there people actively, guys with like quick lane sport jackets and
oil change.
So I'll tell you a quick story to answer your question about the popularity.
By the way, they claimed 32,000. What would you say the crowd was?
At the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, God, 3,200 maybe, yeah, not 32,000.
Well, the quick lane representative said the Gophers have always drawn very well. Oh, so quick.
Wow. I get the text from the Grimmer when Grimmer, it was, I think he had been filling in for Patrick, so he knew as a purely to get Patrick going, I was going to stop by my way home from Buffalo to stop at the quick lane bowl because it timed out. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I called Mike and I said, he goes, hey, can you help me? I need a spotter. I said, sure, I'm going anyway, whatever. Yeah. And I said, so I'm worried, like, where should I park? And he said, don't worry about it. I parked. The Ford Field building was etched into my bumper. That's all.
It was better than the front lot.
I had a better parking spot at the Quick Lane Bowl than I do for work.
But is there like an inside group of guys? This is their big deal?
No. I don't think
Rose Bowl
so.
Guys all got the same jackets. And,
oh, yeah. They have a color.
Oh,
they have
a jacket.
Maybe I should start that group.
Yeah.
We're the Quick Lane Bowl
and
guys.
Wear an oil-changing suit. You know, overalls and stuff.
Yes.
Yellow vest. This.
Remember when they used to show? You used to go to some of the Gopher games and sit and see one of those blazers and go... What game are you from? Yeah. Are the Gophers your number one choice?
Yeah,
hell yes.
Oh, my God, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
The Quick Lane Bowl guys got the oil change outfit on, the whole deal.
Their wives all having those, like, 1950s beehive hairdos with the plastered lacquer spray on it, you know?
You know that this is a revenge game, though, because...
Oh, yes.
Is it 18 or what year?
It was 2 years ago.
No, God, more than that.
Was it really that long ago?
19, maybe.
Because I was there.
Because they ended up having... No, not the Quick Lane
Bowl. No, the Bowling Green game.
The Bowling Green
game. Yeah, I was at that game with my dad and kids.
You know what? I didn't... We were over... They opened the season against them, right?
It was also homecoming.
Oh, that's right. Bowling Green came in here as a 30.5-point underdog.
And beat
him. And beat Coach Fleck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had forgotten this... But
Patrick, it was 2021.
Really?
14-10.
So this lowly finance athletic department over here gave them $1.15 million to show up, which is more than the gate receipts for the game. And the lowest moment of Fleck's career had to be after that game. When this coach at Bowling Green, which had one of the rottenest teams in the country, was like offering him, oh, I think they're still going to have a good program. I think that's still a good team. You got the guy from Tom Leffler blowing smoke at you after the game. I was in a car. I must have covered a St. John's game or something. I don't know what I was doing. But I was driving back and I was saying, it's impossible for them to lose this thing, just kept doing nothing.
They did.
Anyway,
so is it the same?
Game.
Is it the same guy? He's still coaching Bowling Green.
Yeah, he didn't move up.
No,
not
that didn't do it for him.
You know, there was a possibility. They were talking about maybe trading bowl games with the Mountain West and having Kill take on PJ in the New Mexico Bowl.
That would have been fun.
I don't think either would have wanted to do that, right?
Well, why wouldn't Jerry want to do that? He could beat this collection.
Well, they just gave up 49 points to Liberty. Not exactly a tight defense.
Oh, okay.
Plus, you know, the thing about these third-rate bowls, Joe, or fourth-rate, is a lot of guys, all these guys are going into transfer portal because they have a transfer portal. Yep. They're off the team.
Mm-hmm.
And the good players, the star players, if they're not in the playoffs,
they're
a lot of them are going to
the
NFL. They're not playing either.
Including your guy, McCaffrey. He did that in the Rose Bowl for Stanford.
Yeah. When he was, really?
Yeah, his last year, if he did.
He didn't play in the Rose Bowl?
Nope, he did not.
He was only their whole team.
Right. Too. Who is going to play quarterback for the Gophers in the mighty, who will I be covering
Kramer,
in the Quick Lane Bowl? Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, because he's put in 4 years of loyal service. Give him service. A shot. His granddaddy is Tom Moe. He's a Gopher through and through. I got to tell you this story. I want to do a thing. Hey, this kid, everybody's bailing. Conrad. This kid stuck around, Cole Kramer, fourth year, one state title at least for Eden Prairie, maybe one more. Mike Grant loves him. Granddad is Tom Moe, was okay. A great Gopher, and then the AD. So I call him up and said, hey, can I get this kid, sit down with him for 20 minutes and do a column? And this was on the Wednesday before the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big all-important East versus West, mm-hmm. North versus South, whatever the hell it is. And they said, no, access stopped on Tuesday. Apparently, we didn't want to interrupt their concentration. Right. Either that or they think I'm a complete jackass and want to know part of
B.
it.
Which is B.
Yes, I'm going with B. I'm going with B, too. And you know what? I deserve it.
Yeah, you do. Well, now you can do it as a build-up before the quickly.
Yeah, but you weren't going to rip the kid.
Oh, God, no. I was going to rip the Gopher who grew up with Granddad. Right. Having him on, being on Granddad's
You know what the
knee.
Gophers were doing, Joe? Playing the percentages.
That's right.
No, I would have blown smoke.
Yes. So in the new format of Monday Night Sports Talk, what we're going to do now is hear from Patrick.
Really?
And our friends at the Valley Group.
And then you do that?
And then we're going to pause.
We're going to have a pause.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me
this
show is going to pause?
After the ad, and then we're going to resume. You don't have to go anywhere.
All right.
Just a slight pause when Patrick is done telling us about the Valley Group.
Explain to us what the pause is about.
The pause is for what we call ad insertion via the podcast format.
So if someone
We're
else...
too popular.
So, Joe, this doesn't mean the show's over.
I'm leaving.
That means Garage Logic Overrun might run in the...
That's right, that's Patrick.
Right. All right.
Jim Paul's Valley Group.
You have bought a car from Jim Paul's Valley Group.
Two vehicles.
Cars. Got a great deal. You know, you're going to go on Jim Paul's Valley Group, Brett Paul's Valley Group. Hastings and Apple Valley. Apple Valley are my guys. Chris Reaver's guys, too. And I bought my last 5-6 cars there. We had a couple other relatives buy cars there. We had Reaver's buy a car there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got the good interest rates going right now for the truck, the Sierra truck. That doesn't look like a bad truck to
Fantastic
me. Fantastic
people,
It looks like
too,
a great truck. 1.9% for the other vehicles if you qualify. And that means if you got some money, you know, to make it.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. Terrific cars. Holiday season, always a great time to buy a car for the family. You know, it can get you out of, buying the wife something special. You can say, hey, I got a new car for the family.
Will they put a big bow on it they do in the commercials?
Yeah, they do. They All will right. do. Give you a big bow.
Fantastic.
Jim Paul's Valley Group, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. You know what else he is? Just like me, he's a hockey grandpa. I saw him at a hockey game last year, Jim. And Brett was a hockey youth coach. So these guys are all in on hockey, and maybe they can explain to you what the hell is going on with the Wild when you go out there and at the Valley Group of GM dealers, Apple Valley and Hastings. Buy yourself a car and the family for
Christmas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pause.
Pause.
Now we're good. Okay, now we can restart.
That was much.
We're on the air?
Yeah, that was our pause.
That wasn't much of a pause.
That's all I need. the 2-second pause.
What the hell?
Why are you so confused?
I thought you were going to hear the break.
Yeah, we don't need that thing.
We don't need that.
Okay.
Pause.
I do have something I'd like to bring up with you two, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So Saturday, me and the boys, my 6th grader and 3rd grader, took in the varsity tilt between the Jordan Hubman and the new alum. Are they the Vikings? What is their nickname? whatever the Eagle. I can't remember. New Ulm's got a pretty good basketball team. They got a couple kids that are going to play college ball. Guess what we did in the third quarter? New Ulm got had the 8-point lead. Here come the Hubman storming back. Great game. Overtime. No. Mm-hmm. Kid scores a bucket. They stop the game.
Okay.
For New Ulm.
Okay.
It's his 1,000th point. We get mom and dad to come out of the court.
Really? During the
I
game.
Pulled a Royce and Sushery. I said, let's go here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was in the middle of the game.
Can't we wait until the game's over?
That's what I said. I said, why are we doing this? And it was, Jordan had started to make a comeback here.
The game's at Jordan.
It's at Jordan.
So what do we care if a New Orleans
exactly.
kid has scored 1,000 points?
And I thought, let's go here.
This is taking sportsmanship to a really
way too, exactly.
Know, if a guy, I can tell you what, if a guy from Slayton,
oh,
scored his 1,000th point against Fulda at Fulda.
Oh,
we would have thrown stuff at him.
Yep.
You know,
I was sitting next to another dad who happens to be one of the youth coaches, and we both said, "What the hell are we doing here?" Mm. I said, "If we Faribault had done this against Owatonna, they would have." Oh, I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it.
What was the kid's name?
Darn it,
Was he a German?
Probably.
Yeah. Is that a big deal to get 1,000 points in high school?
It's sure. Okay. There's, you know, there's
not big enough deal to stop the game.
Not to stop the game.
Plus, they play like 28 games now, so yeah. it's like a rusher, a guy rushing for 1,000 yards in the NFL.
Why didn't they wait till they had a home game to do that for the kid?
That, or at least wait until the game was over and then have the PA guy make a nice announcement. I'm fine with all of that, but to stop, and it wasn't. There wasn't an inbound or an out-of-bounds player.
Did they
literally
have Karners come out and give us 2 pounds of wieners or something? 2 pounds of summer sausage?
And had it been a Jordan kid, I would have said, all right, I guess.
No.
But it was the opposing team.
Yeah. Just announced that he's got 1,000 points. And
that's too nice. They're being too nice.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. But I thought of you two right away.
Did New Ulm win?
No, Jordan came back, tied it at the end, then we went to double overtime.
So what do we call the Hub Men's girls team?
They are the Jaguars.
So we just...
Yep, the Hub Men is just to the boys.
Who are the Hub Men?
It's an honor to the rail yard workers.
Jordan's
name goes back 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Hub
Men. I'll be damned. Yeah.
It's a great logo, too.
Yeah.
I'll get you a shirt.
I bet it's spoke wheel.
It's the guy with the big...
worker.
Yep, he's got the big hammer. He's going to pound in the railroad spike.
That won't last
Michael
long.
S. Ricey and I had some adventures.
In Jordan?
At the Jordan Saloons. His charming ways.
I suppose you prior lake boys.
His charming ways damn near got us killed about 8 times.
How far was Jordan from PL?
12 miles down the road. 10 miles down the road.
If that.
Oh, God. And New Prague was worse.
Yeah. Is that where he stormed in?
Which one of you cheap bleeping bohemians is going to buy me a beer? And then he'd get bleep faced, and that left eye would like go. He had that wandering
eye.
Crazy eye.
Yeah.
You know, he'd get in it. Sober, he was fine. But
oh my God.
Then he turned into Marty Feldman.
Okay, Michael, you're not driving. I can't see your eye.
That was the determining factor.
I'm not that good, but I'm better than you. You can see both my eyes.
I can see the road.
Yes. I can see the
poor
road.
Guy, you mean the eye would just disappear?
The eye would go. I don't think it would ever totally disappear, but it would move.
Oh, God.
What establishment do you remember for the life of you?
Oh, the Bohemian.
In Jordan.
The one when you came down the
down the hill.
And just took a left, the first one on the...
That would be the... It's called the Pickle Pig now.
You go down...
It wasn't that back then.
You know...
But it's a block from that stoplight.
Adolf's or something. Yeah.
I got to find out what it was called.
I don't know what it was, but that's... Well, we had a couple of buddies down there. What was the name of that big guy? He died young. But God, he was a character. Oh. And we'd go down there to see him, and Michael would insult all his friends. And it was man, that was some time.
Oh.
Wow. The worst.
That's funny.
Did I ever tell you about when we went to get the Christmas tree?
No.
Him and I, we went to get the Christmas tree.
Who, you and Michael?
Michael on a Saturday afternoon before Christmas, and we both had a couple of beers, to say the least, and we went to the Christmas tree lot to have the guy, the
farm.
We cut it down, yeah. The farm. And we got the tree.
Was this going to be for your house?
For my house, for our house, yeah. My first wife.
Yeah.
And we got the tree, and we were taking it back, and the back half of it is like got no branches. Got Michael thinks it's great. You picked out the worst tree. I said, no, you picked out the worst tree in the lot. So we had to like stick it way up in the corner so nobody could see that only half of it
didn't hold
there.
Its needles.
No, it did not hold its. It did not hold its branches. For
that was before they got it.
Yeah, that was the condition in which it was purchased. But then again, you're thrown in the back of a station wagon too, or a van.
Was there a downtown Prior Lake?
Oh yeah, heavens yes.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
still a small one, but it had three bars downtown: the B&D, Graves, and Extra Innings downtown. Two blocks, three bars.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I wish I would have paid so much money to just watch that interaction with you and your brother. Oh, because I know all of those type of people so well.
And each of the bars probably had their own constituencies.
Yes.
Yeah, but we would drink it all three.
Yeah.
But the B&D was kind of the old. I was young then, and the older crowd drank at the B&D.
Yeah.
And that was the established one. And the Extra Innings, Janine, who was great, ran it. And then the Graves, Michael worked there for a while, so we went to work. You know, I think he just worked for beer or something.
Sure.
But he worked there for a while. So, but that's the one that had the pool table, which is where all the difficulties would break out. You know,
and Joe, how you can tell your quality of your local small town bar?
Mm-hmm.
How good's the meat raffle?
Yeah,
okay. You gotta have
a
meat raffle.
We didn't have them back then, but they got them now.
Oh, if you don't have a good meat, if you've got a lame meat raffle, that means you're a so-so bar.
So this joint over on this side of the river,
I'd have trouble with bringing home meat from a bar. Where'd you get that? Was at the raffle.
I go to this.
It's on the pool table.
I go to this joint, 10:30. The 10:30 bar, it's off Broadway on this side of the river and right on the river road right there. And at 10:30, but I was in there the other day to pick up some stuff, and I said, why is this big crowd here? And she said, meat raffle at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
They were people.
Really?
Got to get the good number.
Do you have to be there to win?
Yeah. Oh, present to win? Heavens,
present
yes.
To win.
That's the whole point.
That's the point.
You can't be leaving. We're not shipping this meat to you. You got to be here to pick it up.
In fact, the Pub 42, which is out on 42nd, not far from our house, they had a meat raffle going the other day, too, and it was jammed.
I'd have trouble bringing
it. I'm really thinking that this would not be good.
And what's
is
in the
meat frozen?
Sometimes.
See, it's the stuff that wouldn't be that would bother me.
Yes. You know. Plus, we don't have... You got the freezer?
No.
You got the freezer out in the garage or something? We don't. We just got the refrigerator.
All I have is an ice box.
Yeah, I do too.
Refrigerator.
So what do you do if you win the meat raffle?
Yeah.
You cook it. You got to cook it that day.
All that day. Yes. We got 5 pounds of ribs. We got
pork
rolls.
So you buy a ticket.
Steaks,
yep.
Yes.
And the bar makes some money off it.
Depends on how.
I think there's more. There's like 5 or 6 different packages. You don't win the whole thing.
Correct. Right? Yeah. And it depends. Sometimes they have a charitable component to it. You know. Yes. So
you would think you were raising money for the hockey team.
Yeah.
Or
the boy. Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But,
so. Go ahead,
but
Ben.
Do you but the first guy that gets drawn gets his choice of what meat he wants.
And he gets to walk this table. Let's see. I don't want number 5. No, I'm not
I've never been in attendance for a meat raffle. I might have
Patrick,
to go
you
one.
Would be oh my God, you'd be in heaven. It's spectacular.
Well, the people start arguing about the meat.
Hey, I had that
I
number
wanted
first.
Number 3.
Right. That was I was well, and then if there's meat raffle and pull tabs, people get very proprietary about their pull tabs.
Yeah.
Don't be digging around in that box. We're $100 in on that box.
How about our tribes getting upset that the and getting the DFLers to endorse the idea that the electronic pull tabs look too much like slot machines, regular slot machines, so now we can't.
Yeah.
Which is basically paid for the electronic ones basically paid
for the stadium.
The state's
portion.
Yeah,
yes,
not the other $600 million that Minneapolis owes the thieves. But here's the deal. Remember when I called you the day of the election, Jesse?
Yeah.
Because Golden Valley's a reasonably not upscale, but yeah, it's a mid-level.
It's fine.
And I went to the polls, and at 10 a.m., and I saw a crowd of people that I had no idea occupied our place.
Right.
Registering. For the first time in their lives.
That's when you
and
knew.
I called you and said, he's going to win.
That's right.
These people who have never voted in their lives think it's funny that they're going to vote for this moron. And, that's kind of like going to the meat raffle. You don't know. All of a sudden, you're.
What do you mean, you people?
Where these folks came from. I love you. We all. It's America. What the hell? I don't care. But
why are you voting?
Yes.
I remember your call. Now that you think about it, he's going to win.
Poor Skip Humphrey. He went from a landslide victory to getting 20% or something.
Oh, God.
Wasn't that Jesse's first remark to Rook?
Hey, yeah, you tell Shooch and Royce, I won.
Then his second remark was, because I came on that day to you and said, how can we elect a guy, a governor, who lied to us his whole life of where he lived?
Mm-hmm.
That he's, he told me he's from San Diego. How can he be running for governor here? Right. Blah, blah, blah. And there was another, you tell Ricey that was just part of the act. Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you, Jesse.
Plus, I love he doesn't want anyone to know where he lives, and he's got this huge Ventura sign in his front yard. Ventura Boulevard or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Out in the Apple land.
I miss not having him around, though. What the hell is he doing?
Well,
he got his own podcast.
According to Rook, he never listens to GL, but he's always telling Rook, you tell Suchere, I heard what he was saying. He never listens.
Yeah.
I want him as a guest again. I think he's great.
Oh, God, yes.
It was fun.
What's he working on now?
He's off the grid, man. He's in the Baja.
Okay, he's
storing tacos.
He's already gone to the Baja early, huh?
Well, I don't know where he is.
Well, he and Terry go down. Don't they have a spot?
Yes.
He's got a home down there.
Yeah.
He's like Tim Robbins walking on the beach at the end of Shawshank. Yeah. Except he's got Terry instead of Danny Glover or Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, so, yeah.
So, sorry about that mistake.
The Wild are winning for this guy. Is that a, what is that?
How's that happen? You're a hockey guy. Explain it to me.
I can't. Except they have started shooting more.
Yes. Yeah. And you could have cured this
problem
a month
ago. And I said, you got to shoot the fellas. You're not shooting. And now they're shooting and they're winning.
But when Evason first started, what I liked about him is he had them playing fast.
Yep.
Get it out of the zone and get the hell down the ice. And
that's what this guy's doing.
So how did we get? How did we deteriorate to this?
I don't know.
This team that spent all the time in its own zone.
They got too tentative.
The guy didn't even go to this morning skate the day he got named. He didn't even. He had other stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that night they were going up and down the ice and down. Mm-hmm. They were down in the other zone where they belong. Whole second period.
Look at the standings, though. They're a real long shot to make the playoffs.
No, not. Don't worry about it.
You kidding me? You're past Thanksgiving. You got to know by Thanksgiving.
No, it's changed completely. Listen, Boudreaux, He went out to Vancouver when they were the worst team in the league, and he had 2 months of this. Mm-hmm. They played like maniacs mm-hmm. for 2 months. Now this West Coast road trip, this Canadian road trip will be, you're playing, Calgary's really struggling. Edmonton never plays up to its ability. And
you also got Seattle.
But you know what's a good
Vancouver.
You know what's a good habit to get into? Scoring 3 goals in the first period.
I think so.
That's what they've been doing, which beats 3 goals in a week, mm-hmm. which is what they were scoring. So, but you're right. You said all along, shoot the puck.
They weren't shooting.
Boldy was. Can
How
I
How many
make
goals money? He has this year? Oh. 3.
Yeah, but he had 1.
I know.
When this guy became
right.
coach, now he's got 3. You know, so it's a phenomenon, and he did the same thing with Nashville, apparently. But it is one of the phenomena of sports, how just changing a guy in the room can work, you know.
Dean will be with another club.
Yeah,
he'll get a job.
But although if these guys, like, go to the playoffs and make the semifinals, yeah. that might not be good for his reputation.
Right. You know? I don't think that'll happen. I think they will settle back to earth here any minute.
But I didn't look yesterday. I was doing something else, and I looked, and 3-0 in the first period. Okay, that's
and the Timberwolves won again on the road.
Yes, without Ant, without yeah. Edwards.
What's the deal?
I don't know. You keep wondering if it can be real just because it's them.
But Gobert and Cat apparently get along.
Gobert and Cat get along, and they have gotten copacetic playing. And Cat is kind of gotten more used to being away from the basket. And how many 7-foot guys are the guys you would rather have shoot a 3 than anybody else? Mm-hmm. So he's a great shooter. So mm-hmm. anyway, hopefully it'll last because it's kind of
it's kind of fun.
Because it's refuting my theory that even when the Wolves do the right thing, it's the wrong thing.
Right.
It's always been my philosophy, and right now it looks pretty good. Finch is pretty sharp, I think. I like him a lot. He's, you know, I think he's one of those guys. He's like Thibodeau in the sense that his whole world is basketball, but
he's not a psychopath.
He's not.
But they got
stuff.
The same problem as the NFL. There's too many coaches.
Yes, they got 6.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The Utah team here that had they had 9 assistants.
Yes, they all have the same jersey on or sweater, and I can't mm-hmm. tell what the hell's going on.
Do the know. Wolves do that?
Well, they do the quarter zip.
Yeah,
I
the
know
quarter
Finch
zips.
Is, he likes the quarter zip like me and Joe.
Finchy wears one of these.
Not many suits left in the NBA.
Nope.
When they used to all wear suits, it was kind of classy. I saw that the guy from Ohio State last night was wearing a sport coat. Most of them have gone to the athletic wear like Ben Johnson.
Oh, speaking of that, I know we're almost out of time here. Did you
well,
guys
really.
See, hold on, the... there was a bar in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh yes, this is
called
Free Beer
X Golf, and I got this directly from my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Who, if you need Iowa Hawkeye information, mm-hmm. he's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
They offered free beer until the Hawkeyes scored against Michigan.
Well, I believe they did not score.
They did not.
Is that just for the evening or the?
I believe it was just for the day.
Till the inter squad game in the spring.
God. And it was to the point where the security, they couldn't take any more people showing up mm-hmm. at their bar. You can't be in here. We're done here.
There's a neat thing that was isolated on Twitter where the arrow is pointing at an Iowa guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he runs the length of the field to knock the Michigan guy out before he scored.
The punt returner, yep.
It's an amazing
hustle.
It was amazing.
The yep.
Their defense. How would you like to be on that defense? You guys are like... fabulous, and you send these clowns out there, and they can't do anything.
Right.
Brian Ferentz, they didn't really show us enough of him exploding on the sidelines, apparently, when they made that call down at the goal line and gave Michigan the ball. I guess he went insane.
He went nuts, okay.
He went insane. And the old man was trying to restrain him and everybody else. So. But, Joe, one last thing on Iowa. They have, you know, the website, betting has more exotic bets than they've ever had now. It's not like, you know, game. You used to be able to bet halftime. You used to be able to bet the second half only at halftime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of these gambling sites had the over and under for Iowa in the first half And then in the second half, so not for the whole game, but in the first half and the second half, a half a point. Mm-hmm. In other words, they said they're not going to score.
Wow.
So you could have bet an exacta. You could have got paid 2-for-1 by betting the first half and the second half.
Wow.
A half. They were 32.5 against the Gophers, which was one of the lowest point spreads over and under ever. The next week they were 30. The next week they were 28. The next week they were 25, and they never covered once.
What was that? What it was? 25 was this past weekend?
No, this past week was.
It had to have been 30 because it's 30, Michigan.
Yeah, but they once again it was like 32 or 33.
Wow!
So because of Michigan, so once again the under was good. If you bet the under on Iowa for the last 5 weeks, you were in good shape.
So. Well, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Harbaugh's suspension was done. He
was there Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to say, is that why they put Alabama fourth to play these guys, to stick it to Harbaugh?
Trying to get him, ESPN called that shot. We want that SEC team in there for the ratings. Alabama-Michigan ratings will be double what Florida State-Michigan would have been.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
I've been rooting for Harbaugh, though. I like crazy bastards. Mm-hmm. And he is goofy.
He's a hell of a coach, though.
Yeah, we could have had him.
Oh, the Vikings. Yeah, you're right.
Came in and interviewed.
You know what, though? Not the right culture.
No, not the right culture. He would have been, I don't think a Doffel and him would have got along too well.
No.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Intentional. We've done this intentional. Okay.
Thank you.
Good. All right, let's go.
All right.
We gave him too much already.
Yeah.
This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did. And don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
The Canopy Group is a unique insurance agency that offers 16 carefully selected companies for home and auto insurance. Would you be satisfied if the only dessert you could have this season was fruitcake? That would be like having one agent representing one company. Meanwhile, a neighbor of yours creates a dessert exchange with friends and family, and they make a variety of desserts. Peanut brittle, fudge, gingerbread, all that stuff. At the Canopy Group, we get that it is all about options. That's why our insurance agency offers 16 companies. In addition, we have 40 licensed elves working behind the scenes to assure that you always have the best coverage at the best price. Remember, our clients average a saving of over $800 per year. This holiday season, don't get stuck with just the fruitcake. Get options. Call 800-967-3389, 800-967-3389, or visit thecanopygroup.com today.